But anything that has a kaskasis has a snapir. So the Gemara asks the kasha, a couple lines down. So imkain, why is they have to write that? Why do you have to write snapir if you're never going to have a kaskasis without one? And the Chanami didn't have to write it, but it was yagdot yader. Just wrote it for Yagdot Tarvi Yadir. And Shal is, what does that mean exactly, Yagdot Tarvi Yadir? Rashi seems to have one pshat, Tosfos says a little bit differently, but the Ritva Nida says that the pshat is, that says, Ulai, who gam kin garim tara, say, v'afu shulavada ino garim tara. He says, maybe the snapper is also part of the davar that's garim, the tara. So in Echanam, you don't need it, because the tara doesn't have to write it, because the kaskasis is always going to have a snapper with it, but being that the snapper is also garim the tyra, so the tyra wrote both things that are garim the tyra, both the kaskasis and the snapper. And that teres the ritva lechar is a raya to the chakir v'avachan that we mentioned earlier in the Samach Beis, whether the simanim of dagim are a simon or a siba. Is it a simon that this is a mentara? Are they actually garim the tyra? So the ritva is saying, Claude, that's garim the tyra, and that's why the tyra wrote it, because they're both garim the tyra. If it's simon ba'alma, then about there's no reason to do it. Once you say kaskasis, that's enough. And you would know that that is a dag tahar. But if you're writing both because it's garim the tyra, that's a raya that it's garim the tyra, it's a siba, not a siman, not like the Rambam or Nevuchim that we mentioned, that says that it's only a siman, not a siba. Maybe the Rambam learn like the first tarets of the Ritva, the other teretzim, but if this tarets of the Ritva, it's pretty clear that it's a siba and it's mamish garim the tyra. There's another tarets that the Achareim say, very nice tarets, it's really based on the first tarets of the Ritva. This is brought down from the Kajaglav and the Eretz Svi. Other Achareim say this as well. That the Ritva says in this first tense over here, it says miu kasa rachmanas snapir mishum dos sagya de loli havi hasam kemin sheisham kaskasis. So he seems to be saying that even though the Torah doesn't need to write it because it's always there, but lamaisa, since it is there, the Torah wrote it because the Torah is good for being made, that every time you have a kaskasis, you can have a snapir, and for that reason the Torah wrote it, which might be in a way might answer Tosfos's kasha. And Tosfos by us asks, how do you know? How do Chazal know this? Kol sheisho kaskasis yesho snapir. Where do they get that from? Lefi the Ritva, that seems to be good for what the Pasuk is saying. It's being made, that you're always going to have them together. You can't have one without the other. Tosfos says it's, you know, if it may be from Adon Rishon or Halacha Meshem Sinai, but the Ritva seems to be saying that's from the Pasuk itself. And based upon that, the Achanim say, this is what the Eretz Tzvi writes, that this is a raya that tires me in Hashemayim. Because how could it be a human being, it was impossible for a human being to be made and say that there's no fish in the world that has a kaskasis without a snapper, especially in those days, who was able to travel to every place in the world and check every fish in the ocean. I know that such a thing is true. How can you make such a statement? Only HaKadosh Baruch himself can make such a statement that it's impossible to have a dag with a kaskasis without a snapper, which taka hasn't been found anything to contradict that until today. And every time they thought they found something, it was proven it wasn't really a fish. So to make such a statement itself is the biggest raya of the Tarez Ben HaShemayim, because only HaKadosh Baruch himself can know such a thing, and that's the meaning of Yagdal Tarvi Yadar. The Torah wrote this, Yagdal Tarvi Yadar. This statement itself is Magdal the Torah. It shows the greatness of Torah, and Yadar shows the strength of Torah, that it's Ben HaShemayim. So I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Chalila from Basa Verdam, because only HaKadosh Baruch himself can make such a klal to be made, that there's absolutely no fish in the world that will have a kaskasas and not have a snapper.